KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, 47 degrees. We look for a chance of showers today and a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In an update to our earlier report and social media posts, Council Bluffs police report that all three juveniles who ran away from Children's Square in Council Bluffs Monday evening have been found and returned to Children's Square. 14-year-olds Creston Harville and Monique Neha, along with 11-year-old Quentin Kane, all ran away at around 7 p.m. Monday. Authorities suspected they were en route to Omaha. The updated report did not indicate where the trio was found. Former Republican Congressman David Young is aiming for a rematch in 2020, hoping to unseat the Democrat who beat him in 2018.
It's hard to run against somebody who doesn't have a record, but now Cindy Axne has a record, and it is not a good one.
Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines won last November with about 5,200 more votes than Young. Young says he's taken 6 months to evaluate the 2018 results.
Assessing the numbers, talking to folks, a lot of praying, and then just watching what's happening right now. Getting around the district, the voices and priorities of Iowans are not being heard right now.
Young was first elected as Iowa's 3rd District Congressman in 2014 and easily reelected in 2016. He says his 2018 loss does not mean the district now leans Democratic.
I think it's always going to be a purple district. And so there's a certain amount of folks that didn't come out. And now we're seeing more attention to the next race. It will be a presidential race, and that'll kind of drive it from the top down.
And Young won 15 of the 16 counties in the district, but lost in Polk County, the district's largest population base. Young says some Republican voters just didn't turn out in 2018 because Trump wasn't running.
And so we expect to get their support, but we're not just going to rest on that. I'm going to fight for every vote in every county.
Zach Nunn, a state senator from the Des Moines suburb of Bondurant, announced yesterday morning that he was going on a listening tour as he considers running for the district, so Young may face a Republican primary in 2020.
This is the Democratic process, you know, and I look forward to a spirited primary election if others get in. If not, I look forward to a spirited general election as well.
And Young's opening critique of Congresswoman Axne includes a rap on her first vote for a bill that, among other things, would have set up a public option for congressional campaigns if the candidate agrees to fundraising limits.
Cindy Axne and her friends in Congress voted right away to help themselves.
Axne announced last week that she intends to seek re-election. Axne, in a written statement, said Iowans made a clear choice in November by electing her, and she said Iowans won't forget that David Young repeatedly voted to take away protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Young left his job as Senator Charles Grassley's chief of staff in 2013 to run for the U.S. Senate. He later switched and ran instead for Iowa's 3rd District congressional seat in 2014. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke says historic droughts, wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding illustrate why climate change is the greatest challenge the country faces.
Climate change is understood to be happening beyond the shadow of a doubt for at least anyone who listens to the scientists or lives in Pacific Junction or Davenport or Houston, Texas.
O'Rourke, a former Texas congressman, has unveiled a plan to spend $5 trillion over the next decade to address climate change. During a forum Monday afternoon in Des Moines, he said there's an economic upside in doing the right thing and that farmers can play a key role in meeting the challenges climate change presents.
Not by dictating to them, but by partnering with them, listening to them, allowing them to provide the public service of capturing and storing more carbon on their land, and then paying them for the public benefit that we receive from that.
O'Rourke says flood prevention or mitigation is part of his climate action plan. And that means reconstructing and fortifying Missouri and Mississippi River levees to protect life and property.
We can pay the cost of cleanup, of repair, of replacement and relocation, or we can invest upfront.
And O'Rourke visited a farm near Pacific Junction this past weekend.
It's a lake right now, or at least some significant part of it is. Those farmers, in some cases already underwater in terms of debt, are now literally underwater in terms of their farms.
O'Rourke supports efforts in Congress to offer some financial help to farmers with uninsured grain that was stored in bins, swamped, and spoiled by the floodwaters. O'Rourke will campaign in Adel, Boone, Waverly, Charles City, and Fayette today. Rainy weather is delaying Iowa farmers from planting crops this spring. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported Monday that 36% of Iowa's expected corn crop had been planted as of Sunday. That's 5 days behind the five-year average. About 8% of the expected soybean crop has been planted, and that's 2 days behind the five-year average. Last week, rain allowed for only 2.8 days of field work. Chilly temperatures also slowed the emerging of crops that have been planted. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a measure that requires school district officials to report misconduct of employees to a state board within 30 days of disciplinary action. The law, which takes effect July 1st, requires school administrators to report staffers who engage in misconduct, including improper relationship with students, falsifying grades or test scores, using public property for personal use, or attending school functions under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Reynolds signed the bill Monday at a Cedar Rapids school. It was passed by lawmakers in response to an incident involving a teacher at Linmar Community School District, which includes portions of Marion, Cedar Rapids, Robbins, and the rural areas of Linn County. The teacher had a record of sexual misconduct in other districts but hadn't been reported to the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners, which licenses educators in Iowa. In area news, two men were arrested on separate charges Monday in Creston. Authorities say 49-year-old Tony Fizer of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. Fizer was already in custody at the Union County Jail and continues to be held there. And 31-year-old John Willis of Creston was arrested at the Law Enforcement Center for harassment in the second degree. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday released details about an accident that took place at around 8:25 a.m. on April 29th. Authorities say a 2018 Toyota driven by 49-year-old Jerry Dillon of Emerson was traveling west on Highway 34 and had stopped or was stopping for a temporary traffic light near 305th Street. Light was in place for temporary guardrail repair. A 2016 International truck driven by 36-year-old Devin Bryant of Dumfries, Virginia, was also westbound on Highway 34 behind the Toyota. Bryant told authorities he fell asleep at the wheel, causing the truck to rear end the car. Both vehicles then crossed over into the eastbound lanes. The truck came to rest on its passenger side. Its load was dumped into the ditch. Dillon was injured and transported to the UNMC by Malvern Rescue. Bryant was cited for failure to reduce speed to a reasonable and proper rate and failure to provide proof of insurance. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.